The Postal Service is committed to delivering the mail come rain or shine, but even the hardiest mail carriers have their limits. The Postal Service had to suspend mail delivery on the East Coast in some parts because of the storm. Maureen Marion is a Northeast Area Manager at USPS, and she joins us now with a progress report on the hardest hit areas. Good morning, Ms. Marion.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So tell us a little bit about your region and how the mail delivery people are delivering the mail there.
Well, right now, we are certainly in a positive recovery mode, but we certainly have a long ways to go. We have a lot of facilities that are still without power, but without power does not necessarily mean that we're not there providing services to the community, sorting the mail, doing some nominal over-the-counter services, and actually reaching out. Some of our hardest hit areas, as to be expected, would include northern New Jersey, for example, where we have 308 postal facilities that at close of business yesterday were operating without power. So it's quite a deep swatch for us. But again, we're making some incredible recoveries and doing some incredible work to get it done.
So how were people able to get to work in the first place? I mean, was the postal facilities available via road?
Well, that's a good point. And much like all of our neighbors in this horrific storm, we are certainly mindful of the road restrictions that are out there. We certainly don't want our employees in harm's way. We don't want to be part of anything that would impede safety or progress to the community at large. That said, we are also considered an essential service, and we've had some opportunities to be permitted to travel in some areas where that's possible. We've made some efforts in locations where ordinary means for customers to perhaps receive their Social Security checks, for example. We took some extraordinary measures in some locations there yesterday, and we'll continue to do that today to be sure that we can put some financial resources into the hands of people who really need them the most. So we are definitely at the mercy of the storm, and now a new issue comes to bear for all of us, and that's the availability of fuel. So we're working very hard with both federal and local resources to try to be sure that our vehicles are able to get to some fuel sources where that's possible.
I want to ask you about that, but first, it sounds like because of what you mentioned with the Social Security checks, that you're prioritizing what you deliver in some respects. Is that right?
Well, it's very challenging. Let me give you an example of the Social Security check distribution. Yesterday, the first of the month checks, we made attempts at delivery at places, for example, in Manhattan. However, in some locations where we would not be able to reach a customer, the ordinary post office where a customer may come to us was also closed. So we set up alternate distribution locations solely for the point of those Social Security checks in neighborhoods where really you had the double whammy. We couldn't get you to you and you couldn't get to us to make those distributions possible. Those are the types of efforts we felt was necessary and appropriate given the nature of this storm.
We're speaking with Maureen Marion. She's manager of the Northeast Area for Corporate Communications at the U.S. Postal Service. And what about damage or lost homes that might have been suffered by the postal workers themselves? Did you have people that aside?
Well, we established a hotline for our own employees so that we would have, like most employers, you have alternate means of being able to contact your employees in the case of an emergency. We set up a special hotline for our employees in the affected area who may have needed to relocate, so we would have a way to reach them with work-related information as possible. We're working closely to identify any areas where our employees may have a need for additional EAP resources, if that's appropriate. But right now, our focus remains on the safety of our employees and our communities and our continuity of service where that is at all possible. Now, we have 181 generators up and running in different locations to support our processing of the mailing operations. And we even have shipments of lights and extension cords coming in, so we really understand that we're going to be doing this for a little while.
And how many employees do you have in the hardest hit places like New York City and northern New Jersey?
Well, let's look at northern New Jersey, for example. My most recent figures show that we have about 3,100 total delivery routes and more than 4,400 city delivery employees alone. That's just letter carriers. So we're talking 12,000, 13,000 employees in Triborough. We're talking another, I'm looking quickly, 5,500 in northern New Jersey, 3,900 letter carriers in New York. So we're talking thousands of employees who are part of this storm, as they are part of the recovery effort for this storm.
What do you think the effect of all of this might be on the budget for your area?
Oh, my goodness. That's a good question, and I know that careful monitoring of our expenses is already being undertaken. Right now, our goal is to do the right things in terms of safety, to do the right things in terms of environmental protection. For example, if you have wet mail, it may need to be cleaned professionally before we can release it, because this is not just wet. It could be a multitude of factors involved in the water. We're going to have expenses related to restoration of our facilities, and it can be very small expenses, like maybe a broken window, to very large expenses, like replacing roofs. We're going to see some costs that may be related to temporarily relocating workers from a facility that they don't typically use to another, and some of the travel costs that may be related. So there's costs that will be coming. And, of course, the fuel issue, which remains very, very serious for us at this juncture. That's a significant factor for us. Right now, we are having issues with the fuel, and those will be cost maybe if we need to bring in extraordinary attention, like little fuel buses or something specific to postal locations. Those will be added costs as well. So we'll be monitoring those costs. That said, the work that we do is essential. It's critical work, and we will make it happen.
As of now, or perhaps in the days to come, do you expect the Postal Service to work either with other federal agencies or local and state governments, perhaps to use your employees that are able to deliver the mail to deliver other things to residents in those areas?
I can't answer that at this point. If there may be that need that arises. We have had partnerships in some of our other cities already in studying things such as a biohazard response with medication, if that were necessary to go forward. So we've had some of these dialogues in the past on different levels. Right now, our focus is really on the mail that we have at hand, critical items like the first of the month checks, bill payments, remittances. Now we're getting into medications that will be into the mail stream as well. And, of course, election and ballot material. Our hands are full right now with the work that we have, but certainly if we're asked to serve, I'm sure that we will rise to that occasion.
And has there been any discussion of the mail services, USPS's role in delivering medicines to people as a last resort?
That's part and parcel of what we have in our mail stream every day. So that's why we take restoration of our services very seriously. We know that there's nothing that feels more normal than some of the normal things of your life to have happen after a large disaster. We've seen it in blizzards and storms in the north. We've seen it in hurricanes to the south. There's something very normal about getting a piece of mail. It makes you feel better. It really does. It feels regular again. And we recognize our role in that part of this recovery. And every household's mail is different. The profile of your mail is different. So one person's normalcy will be medication. Someone else's normalcy may be, advertising. So we recognize on many levels what we do is to restore that in a big way.
Before we let you go, we know you're in Windsor, Connecticut. How are you doing?
We're great here. We were very fortunate that in this part of the state to be able to turn and be in a position to serve the southern part of the state. Last year, you may recall, Hurricane Irene and then that October snowstorm really kind of hit from the Hartford area north. So this time, we're in a position to be able to help, and that's a good thing.
Maureen Marion is a Northeast Area Communications Manager at the U.S. Postal Service. Thanks so much for joining us, and good luck.
Oh, thank you so much. Call us back next week. We'll let you know how we're doing.
We sure will.